the subject you gave me, you've been looking at the disciples of Jesus, and I've been given to talk about Andrew, the apostle Andrew. Now, tradition says Andrew died a martyr on a crux, or I don't know how you pronounce it. It's like X-shaped cross. He died on that. Yeah? That's right. That's right. And he was brother of Peter. He preached the gospel to many people in Asia Minor. But on his arrival at Edessa, which is in Turkey, modern-day Turkey, he was taken and crucified on a cross, the two ends of which were fixed in the ground. Hence, and because of this, well, I think there are a lot of traditions, but I suppose because I got this story from Fox's Book of Martyrs, must be reasonably true. But of course, it's not in the Bible, so we don't know. But definitely, majority of the disciples were martyred, and the amazing things we can learn from their lives, that after being filled with the Holy Spirit, they made a real difference. Now, what is an apostle? The definition of apostle is, actually, apostle means someone who is sent out for a special purpose. An apostle was one of Jesus' disciples. Actually, the apostles were Jesus' disciples. They were very close to him. They were chosen by him. They lived with the Lord and they followed him. They learned from him. And all the things they had learned, God wanted them, the Lord wanted them to go around the world and preach to other people or make disciples. And of course, they were called disciples before Jesus ascended to heaven. And after that, they were called apostles. So disciples means someone who is learner, someone who is learning, someone who is willing to learn. And that's what they did for 3.5 years when they were with the Lord. And after he died, came back to life again. And when he ascended to heaven, then they were referred as apostles, those who were sent out by the Lord to do special work of preaching and teaching and discipling. Jesus begins his ministry and calls the disciples. We'll read, and that we find in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. I'll read for you. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat, mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. Now, in John chapter 1, verses 40 to 42, we read, "One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother," I'm talking about Andrew, "Simon, he found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,'" which means Christ. "He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, 'You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas,'" which means Peter, rock. There are many other references there. in Matthew, Mark, and Luke about Andrew. But the key verses are these, which are John chapter 1 verse 41. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother. You know, he was John the Baptist's disciple. And you remember when John the Baptist talked about Jesus being the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Andrew and another disciple, they followed. They started to follow Jesus. John didn't mind it, because that's why he had come, so that he could get people and point them towards Jesus. But what we find is that it's an amazing thing that Andrew, when he found out about Jesus, when he saw him, what he did, he went and got Peter and introduced Peter to the Lord. And then, you know, he's always in the background. We don't know much about Andrew. Not much mentioned in the Bible about Andrew, just few things mentioned, and that we are going to look at. They came from Bethsaida, which is in the Sea of Galilee, and it's northwest was that village. And they were fishermen, and of course they became the apostles, they became disciples of Jesus. The apostle Andrew abandoned, as you know, John the Baptist, became the first follower of Jesus of Nazareth. And what a wonderful thing it is that when he found out about Jesus, he followed him. And not only that, but also he was quite concerned about his brother, so he brought his siblings, Simon Peter, to the Lord as well. And he led Peter to Christ, then stepped into the background as his brother Simon became a leader among the apostles and in the early church. Gospels don't tell us much deal about Andrew, but we find as a person who was really hungry and thirsty for the truth, and he found it in the living water of Jesus Christ. It is amazing how a simple fisherman dropped his nets on the shore and went on to become remarkable fisher of men for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Andrew, whose name means manly, you know, someone strong, you know, was the first apostle of Jesus Christ, as we have looked into it. He had previously been a follower of John. And of course, as John pointed out to Jesus as being the Lamb of God, Andrew took this message to the people of in Asia Minor, and he continued to make disciples, even though we don't read much about him. Andrew quickly found out what was important. So the gospel record three episodes involving the apostle Andrew. First one, we find Andrew and three other disciples asked Jesus about his prophecy. You know, when Jesus was talking about the temple of Jerusalem, and he was saying, and they were just wanted to find out, they were quite curious when that temple was going to be destroyed. And that we find in Mark chapter 13. And the Lord was basically trying to tell them about the end times. And as they were admiring, you know, remember they came to Jerusalem and they were admiring, Lord, look at this beautiful, majestic temple. And he said, you know, this is going to be destroyed. Not even a brick will be left on another brick. So poor Andrew was quite curious. He said, when is it going to be, Lord? And they were discussing amongst them as well, and a lot of things. And the Lord said to them, don't worry, but it will happen. And then second thing we find, mentioned in John chapter 6 verses 8 to 13. And that is when Andrew brought a boy with two fish and five barley loaves to Jesus. When the Lord asked his disciples, you know, to find food to feed 5,000 people mentioned, but of course, friends, it only talks about men, but there must have been ladies as well and children. So there must be far more than 5,000. But we read in John chapter 6 verse 8 and 9, another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many? So he was quite a conscientious man. He couldn't figure out for a long, long time, and he was quite wondering, you know, practically looking at just 5 loaves of bread and then 2 small fish, what was going to happen. And of course the miracle took place, how the Lord prayed over it, and then he started to ask them to get people sit and distributed food, and there was so much, and 12 baskets full of even collected, you know, the leftover food. And the third one we find, which is mentioned, is Philip and Andrew brought some Greeks to Jesus who wanted to meet up with him. John chapter 12, verses 20-22. Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. And they were looking for the Lord. I mean, there were so many people. And can you imagine, most of the religious leaders also looked like the Lord, you know, with gown and everything and with long hair and so forth. So they were quite puzzled. They were curious, they were looking for him. And so then these disciples found out. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. So Andrew is mentioned to bring other people to Christ. So we find that Andrew brought people to Jesus, and after Pentecost, Andrew became a missionary like the other apostles and preached the gospel in Asia. His strength was that he hungered for truth. He found it first in John the Baptist, then in Jesus Christ. The apostle Andrew is also mentioned forth in the list of disciples, indicating that he stayed close to Jesus. You know, he loved the Lord, and he stayed quite close to. Well, like all of us, we've got our failings, and you find that he also was one of the disciples who, like other apostles, Andrew abandoned Jesus during his trial and crucifixion. What we learn from him is that Jesus truly is the Savior of the world. When we find Jesus, we find the answers we have been looking for. You know, we find the answers of our all the questions and curiosities and so forth. The apostle Andrew made Jesus the most important thing in his life, and we should do the same. We have been with Christ. And you know, one of the things we find in Acts chapter 4 verse 13, we read that people looked at these disciples, some of the other disciples as well, and and apostles, and they said, they took note that these men had been with Jesus. You know, friends, after the same Peter who denied Jesus 3 times, after being filled with the Holy Spirit, the same Peter, the brother of Andrew, whom Andrew had brought to Jesus and introduced, how powerful person he became. And through his preaching, you know, so many people came to know the Lord. But one of the things you'll find, the most important thing we must remember, is what is lacking in our lives and in our communities, in our families, in our churches, is the desire to spend time in prayer. Desire to spend time before the Lord. And I believe this is the greatest need of the hour and this world today. We need to pray more. We need to spend time before the Lord. I think that if we spend time more on our knees, the greater things will happen. I'm learning this very slowly, friends. But of course, as long as we are alive, we can serve the Lord. And with this illustration, I'll end this. How we should look for every opportunity to witness. But brothers and sisters, before we do anything, let's remember the need of the hour is that we need to learn to come to the Lord in prayer. Individually, as family, and corporately, as church as well. This illustration is about a soldier in Egypt. And it's written by Dr. J. Stuart Holden, as some of you might know. He must have read his books and so forth. He writes a bit. "I was in Egypt some years ago, and among other forms of service, held some meetings for soldiers. One night I got into conversation with a big sergeant in a Highland regiment. He was just as bright and shiny for the Lord as it is possible for a soldier to be. I said, "How were you brought to Christ?" He replied, "There is a private in the same company who had been converted in Malta before the regiment came to Egypt." We gave that fellow an awful time. The devil got possession of me, and I made that man's life a positive burden to him. Of course, I did not know then, as I know now, that it was the devil who had got hold of me and was making me persecute him so. Well, one night, an awful wet night, he came in from Santiago. He was very tired and very wet, and before getting into bed, he got down to pray. My boots were heavy with wet and mud, and I let him have one on one side of the head and the other on the other side. And he just went on with his prayers. Next morning, I found those boots beautifully polished by the side of my bed. That was his reply to me, and it just broke my heart, and I was saved that day. That soldier had learned to recognize a God-made opportunity, and as we live in close, and he was able to, in his quietness, to practice what he had learned. Brothers and sisters, as we live in close relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, we too shall acquire that intuitive faculty which will enable us to see an opportunity and to embrace it. Like Andrew, we will be able to bring then many to Christ, introducing them to Christ. And the Christ will do the rest if we can't do anything else. Shall we pray? Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the life of Andrew and also the true story of this soldier. Please help us to remember that it's so important for us to know that we need the Holy Spirit, and to have the power of the Holy Spirit work in our lives, we need to spend time. As disciples stayed in Jerusalem praying for 10 days, and they were there until the Spirit of God came. And not only that, Lord, we know that without prayer and without power, without the power of the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. And also, Lord, make us like Andrew, that not always in limelight, but we might bring people who might do greater things for you than we have done or we do. But we know in heaven one day it will be revealed. And what a wonderful thing it will be, that even though people may not know us in this world, but on that day in front of the whole universe and all the gathering of the people of the universe, you will say, "Well done, my son," or "Well done, my daughter, come into my kingdom." That's what we would like to hear. Be with us, watch over us, guide us, and use us for your glory. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Shall we